You're listening to The Naked Scientist with a special edition from Perth with me, Chris Smith, and with Victoria Gill.
Now, Perth sits very close to the coast, right on the estuaries of its two rivers. And where seawater meets freshwater, the environment is extremely dynamic for the fish that live in the estuary and ultimately for the people who want to catch them. A team of researchers from Murdoch University is studying one of the most prized and relied upon estuary catches, black bream. They're tagging and tracking the fish to find out what happens to them as the amount of fresh water decreases. As years of drought continue across Australia, this work could show how we can expect these environments and the animals that live in them to respond. I joined the team on a scientific fishing trip in the Perth suburbs. So I'm standing on the boat ramp looking at the beautiful wide Canning River. It's looking like a mill pond at the moment. It's a gorgeous afternoon. And I'm with Joel Williams from Murdoch University. What exactly are we going to do today?
So today we're going to take the boat out. We're going to go about 500 metres upstream the Canning River, and we're going to do some seine netting to collect black bream.
Why black bream in particular? Why is this species of such interest to your research?
Well, it's such a unique species. Black breams are a member of the Sparidae family. It's unique in that it completes its entire life cycle within an estuary, and it's also a highly popular fish with the recreational anglers. They like to target and eat them. Today we're going to be going out tagging some new fish. We haven't tagged that many fish yet because it's the start of the program, but there's every chance we may catch a tagged fish.
Okay, so let's take the boat out and get going.
No worries. That's the first time it's ever not started.
Take two.
During the day, they're probably sitting either in the deeper waters, deeper than 2 metres, or they're hanging around snags or trees or reeds. And then during dusk, they come out into the sand flats and into the shallows to start feeding. And that's obviously when the best time to go fishing is, and that's why we're out now.
Oh, it's perfect landing. Okay, Joel, so we've stopped by the bridge and there's a tiny little beach. So what's special about here that you think it might be good to catch fish?
So this is one of our seasonal sampling sites that we come to each season. We were here early in the week and we know we caught some fish here, so hopefully we're going to catch some fish again. What we have is a 40-metre seine net, which is a net that we start on the shore, and then using the boat we take the net out as far as we can and then do a big arc. Two people haul the net in and hopefully we'll have some bream that we'll be able to tag. You can see we got some fish.
How many do you normally get in a net this size?
When we did this site last time, I think we got about 60 bream and probably about 30 sea mullet as well.
And is it that it's the mullet that are jumping? You can see a lot of
mullet that are jumping.
The smart ones are jumping over the net.
Okay.
We've definitely got black bream.
So what have we got?
Brim. So we've got some black bream here. We've also got the sea mullet, which some people like to eat as well. And then we've got a toadfish. Yeah, they're the ones making the kissing sound.
The big flat ones are the black bream.
The ones that are sort of your stereotypical fish shape, the silver colour with that fish shape, they're the black bream. The long slender ones, they're the sea mullet. Then the toadfish, or they look similar to the puffer fish that you may have seen on Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
The ones that puff up. These toadfish do the same thing. They puff up as well and make funny sounds. Basically, what we're trying to find out is how these fish are using their estuaries. The Swan Canning estuary is quite a large estuarine system. By tagging the fish, if the fish gets captured either by us or by a recreational fisherman, we can tell where that fish has moved over time.
And what do you find out by the movement?
So we're particularly interested because estuaries are the end users of freshwater flows, so they're particularly vulnerable to climatic events such as drought, flooding, particularly climate change. So Australia's gone through a large period of drought, especially in Western Australia here. It's incredibly dry. We've been getting dramatically less freshwater flowing into our systems. So the whole biophysical structure of the estuary has changed. The salinity has changed. The dissolved oxygen's changed. And so basically we want to know how these fish are moving throughout the systems under these change conditions, and it can also help us predict how future climate change may impact the distribution and how these fish are swimming around the estuaries.
So what happens now?
So basically we're going to use what we refer to as T-bar tags. We have a tagging gun, which is actually the same tagging gun that retailers use to put the price tag on clothes. That annoying little plastic thing that you try and bite off with your teeth. Basically that's the same thing that we're inserting into the fish because it makes a really good anchor into the muscles of the fish. The tags contain a unique fish number, and a phone number. So if somebody catches a fish, they can call that number, they can tell us the ID of that fish, and if that fisherman releases the fish again and it gets tagged, we can follow where it's moved. So first thing, we measure the fish, because if the fish gets recaptured, we like to measure it again to see how much it's grown. So this fish is 300 mil. Take a fish with a firm grip so that it doesn't kick. And then this is the dorsal fin here. What we do is we stick the needle or the tagging gun just underneath the scales, and we actually remove one scale, and then we go back in. And then just like giving an injection, we go in at a 45 degree angle, insert it, and you can feel it go between the fin rays, pull the trigger, and then remove the needle, and then the tags.
And that's it, and they've just got their little ID number on there.
You can feel it's secured there, and then that's in a as least protrusive position as possible, just underneath the fin there, and the fish should swim away happily ever after.
Have you gathered information from this particular species that's shown you how they are responding to environmental change, and particularly to climate change and the drought that's been going for so long in Australia?
Yeah, so I've actually originally came from Melbourne University, where I recently completed my PhD, and as a part of that project we did a similar study using what we call acoustic telemetry or acoustic tags. That's where we surgically implant a transmitter. It's about the size of a AAA battery, and then we place receivers throughout the estuary, and so we can basically know exactly where these fish are at any given time throughout the year. And what I found is that freshwater flow was so low due to the drought that saline water had moved a long way upstream, and so had the fish.
So apart from changing where these fish are and then maybe changing where the recreational fishermen want to catch them, what other larger effects could that be having on the ecology of this estuary?
The fish, especially during the spawning season, are moving upstream. Upstream, the river channel is a lot smaller, which means that the area of spawning habitat is potentially reduced, whereas previously they may have been spawning in the estuary basins, where you have these basically large lakes which increase the size of the spawning area.
So they're essentially being funneled by the water conditions changing and pushing them upstream into a smaller area.
Exactly. There's other impacts, such as with less freshwater flow, the amount of dissolved oxygen, which is crucial for fish to survive, particularly at early stages such as the egg and larval stage. If we don't get freshwater flow, then we have these deeper pools of water that become really anoxic, and they become quite toxic to live in.
You're looking particularly at the bream in this study, but are they sort of a signal species for what's happening at a larger environmental scale and to other species?
Absolutely. In southern Australian estuaries, they're the ideal fish, but there are many other species, such as your King George whiting, cobbler, tailor, snapper, that all move into these estuaries. These are all fish that we like to eat. They're good table fish, and these are particularly fish that are vulnerable to the effects of climate change and anthropogenic or human disturbances.
We've been here, we've tagged a good few fish, and you're now going to get the fishermen involved and hopefully get a lot of these tags and really get some movement patterns. What do you want to do with all of that data? What's the next step in this study?
So the Swan Canning River, which we visited today, is only one of our estuaries that we're interested in. We actually have seven estuaries spread out through Western Australia, from north of Perth all the way down to the southwest corner. And all these estuaries have different biophysical structures, and they're all are going to be impacted by climate change and drought in different ways. And so what we're aiming to do is collate all this data and start making predictions of how factors such as salinity, dissolved oxygen, estuary types, and how climate change is going to impact on the biology and ecology of these fish. This data can now be used by fisheries managers and catchment managers to help manage this fish species and protect it into the future.
So I guess you've got a lot more bream to tag in order to generate that big data set, so I better let you get on.
No worries, thank you very much.
Joel Williams there from Murdoch University.